Welcome to Module 3.2, Chapters. In theory, chapters are simplicity itself, but in practice, writers often struggle with how long to make their chapters, when to insert a break, and how to pace their action. So what is a chapter? Basically, it's a unit within a book. Think of it as a box that can hold a certain amount of story. And to contain an entire novel, you're going to need 20 to 30 of those boxes. Of course, you might need less or more, it depends on your story. Now, the way chapters function in a story is every chapter delivers a portion of the whole in such a way that readers desire to keep reading even when they reach the chapter's end. And just like the story as a whole, each chapter has a beginning, middle, and end with an arc. The arc illustrates rising stakes and tension over the course of the chapter to a peak or climactic moment, and we're going to go into that in more detail. But first, let's address how long a chapter should be. It's going to vary depending on your story, so find a good average page count for each chapter, one that allows you to fulfill the chapter's arc without either skimping or bloating your scenes. If you find 10 pages as your average, expect some to run 7, some to run 12 or 13. An exceptional variation is fine, even great, if it's intentional. It can be exciting if you're aiming for the effect created by breaking a pattern. For example, a well-executed single-page chapter can intensify the effect of the plot point because of its unusual format. The goal is to create a rhythm and pace that works for your story. And once established, it should feel natural to the reader, so you break it only when doing so heightens a desired effect. Now, how do you handle pacing? Pacing is not about how short you can make your chapters. Just because a reader finishes a chapter in record time does not mean the book is fast-paced. And just because chapters run 15 or 20 pages does not mean the book is slow-paced. Pacing is about creating tension that compels the reader to keep turning pages. Pacing is about that unputdownable quality of a great book. It is not about how much white space surrounds the text, or how short the sentences are, or the ratio of narrative to dialogue. Pacing is about being such a well-crafted work of prose, with such a tightly constructed plot and engaging characters, that readers just cannot stop reading it. A book with a lot of white space and more dialogue than narrative will probably be a quick read. But if it's poorly written, it won't be fast-paced. It'll be a slog, just like any other poorly written story. Fast-paced stories are typically plot-driven, they lack introspection, and the protagonist quickly moves through one dangerous scenario after another. Slow-paced stories are typically character-driven, they do involve introspection, and the protagonist moves through scenarios that are more focused on emotional resonance than on thrilling action. There is nothing wrong with any speed of pacing. Fast is not better than leisurely. Problems arise when a story is poorly written, as when a writer attempting to write a page-turner skimps on the narrative and world-building, likely leaving the reader confused or creating a story without any emotional content. Or when a writer attempting to build a rich three-dimensional world bogs down the pace of the story with descriptions irrelevant to the protagonist and the action in the moment, likely boring the reader. Now, when should you end your chapter? After the climactic moment. Typically, chapters end at the climactic moment before the resolution. This is because the climactic moment serves as a hook to entice the reader to keep going into the next chapter. Sometimes the climactic moment must be resolved within the chapter. such as when there's a large jump in time or location over the chapter break that would make it impractical to save the resolution for the next chapter, or when you've got a multiple point of view story and the next chapter will take us to another character's perspective and another story thread entirely. Remember that hooks ask questions. Resolutions answer them. So when the question is answered, the reader is satisfied and can close the book and go to bed for the night. So that's why we typically put our chapter break right after the climactic moment. Now, how do you end a chapter? With the hook, that question. As I said, the hook is a question the reader needs to have answered. It's intrigue. The question needs to be implicit in the scenario, not stated explicitly. So if your final scene has the hero tied to a chair, the reader is going to wonder, how will he get out of this? If you've got the hero watching her lover board a train to go off to war, the reader will wonder, will she ever see him again? If your final scene has the hero trying to talk a jumper off a ledge, we wonder, will he save the jumper's life? No matter how many or how few scenes your chapter has, it needs the three-act structure of a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, each chapter should include a climactic moment. These climactic moments may be subtle or grand. They can be emotional or action-based. The kind of climactic moment you create for each chapter will depend on your genre, whether the chapter is focused on the main plot or a subplot, and whether the moment is grounded in action or emotion. Every chapter has three movements. This is following the three-act structure of your beginning, your middle, and your end. So the first movement will do one of two things. It will introduce new action or resolve the previous chapter's climactic moment. The second part, the middle part, will create forward movement in the story or introduce new action and create forward movement in the story. The third part will bring the movement to a climactic moment and either resolve the action or end there with your chapter break. Even a single scene chapter will contain three movements within it following this structure. So no matter how many scenes you have in your chapter, you're going to have to introduce action, create rising action, and climax that action. The resolution of the climax will either follow it immediately before the chapter break or come at the beginning of the next chapter. Chapters typically end at the climactic moment to create the hook that compels the reader to turn the page. So because of this, the opening of the next chapter will often need to resolve the climactic moment of the previous chapter before introducing new action. However, if you resolve the climactic moment in the same chapter right after it occurs, then you get to open the next chapter by introducing a new movement in the story. So as I said, this can be necessary when the chapter break shifts us to a new point of view character or covers a large jump in space or time. Even if you resolve the climactic moment at the end of a chapter, you should still create a hook to encourage the reader to turn the page and not put in the bookmark. So just another visual representation of that chapter arc. Every chapter has three parts, mirroring the three-act structure of the novel. Part one, scene one, introduces action, resolves action from the previous chapter. The second scene or second part of the movement provides rising action. And the third part provides the climactic moment with or without the resolution. So here's our nice triangle, the graph of our arc. Right now we're applying it to the chapter instead of the book. You can see where the climactic moment occurs. So if you put your chapter break right after that climactic moment, then you leave the resolution for the next chapter. essentially cutting off that movement. Now, this is something episodic television does very well. You can think of a TV show's season as your book, and each episode as a chapter. And when you place that break at the climactic moment, you're essentially saying, tune in next week, or turn the page, keep reading to see how this turns out. All right, it's time for exercise 4. You're going to shape a chapter arc. Now to do this, you'll be writing a complete movement for a story. This one happens to be action-driven because it's often easier to identify the elements of a movement in an action scene. I'm giving you plot points. I kept them pretty vague to give you the most freedom possible to create your own version of this movement. So, want your hero male or female? Want your building to be underground or a skyscraper? Want to add guard dogs to the scene? It's all good. Just have fun with it. All right, you're going to write this movement as one continuous scene. Do not put in any breaks at all. Here's the first plot point in this story's movement. Your hero plans to steal something. Then your hero sneaks into a building and steals the objective. Your hero is found out. Your hero gets out of the building. Thugs chase your hero. Your hero ends up running down an alley with a tall fence at the end. The thugs rediscover your hero and come down the alley. Your hero narrowly escapes, getting over the fence. Your hero regroups with allies at home base. Okay, those are all the movements, all the plot points within this movement. So go ahead, pause the video, do some free writing, and create that movement. Then when you're ready, come back to the video. Okay, we're going to examine your movement. Look for natural places to insert scene breaks and mark them. Where is the climactic moment in this movement? Go ahead and mark it. What is the hook at the end of the chapter? Mark that. And what is the resolution? Mark that as well. Where is the best place to insert chapter breaks? Now, what have you learned by doing this, and how can you apply it to your writing? Go ahead and pause the video, answer all of these questions, mark up your manuscript, do some journaling, and then come back and I'll show you how I would break up this movement. Okay, depending on the movement you wrote, your answers may differ from mine, but here's one way to structure an arc within this movement. I'm going to begin by introducing new action. So that is where the hero plans to steal something. Right after that, I'm going to put in a scene break because we obviously have a setting change from the place where she's planning to steal something to the building where she's actually breaking in and stealing. Now, we've got rising action, so this is the second part of the movement. The hero sneaks into a building and steals the objective. The hero is found out. The hero gets out of the building. Thugs chase the hero. The hero runs down an alley with a tall fence at the end. So you can see how this is all Act 2 of this chapter with rising action. We've got a continuous timeline. And even though the setting changes, we're in the building, we leave the building, we run down the alley, there's the big fence. The hero is moving through the setting. So the setting changes because we move through it with continuous action. So no need for a scene break there. Now we come to the climactic moment. So this would be the Act 3 part of this chapter. I would not use a scene break here because it continues the action of the second part of the movement. The thugs rediscover the hero and come down the alley. Here I would put the chapter break. I would put it right after the climactic moment. I would not resolve this. So the question implied in the action is, will the hero escape? High drama, high tension. we want the reader to turn the page to see what is going to happen next. So with the new chapter, we're going to open with the resolution of the previous chapter's climactic moment. The hero narrowly escapes getting over the fence. Then a scene break. And now we're introducing new action at the opening of part two or act two of this movement. The hero regroups with allies at a home base. So now you've seen how a continuous movement within a story, from planning through execution, through climax, through resolution, can be broken up based on very natural shifts in the movement, shifts of setting and time, avoiding breaks when we're in the flow of continuous action, with that one exception, the climactic moment, because you want to create the hook that gets the reader to keep going. So there we sort of artificially place that chapter break, because the climactic moment, the thugs rediscover the hero and come down the alley, and its resolution, the hero narrowly escapes getting over the fence, that is continuous action. So there we insert the chapter break to manipulate our readers into jumping that gap and crossing into the next chapter, where we quickly resolve that tension and then have a scene break to introduce new action. Because, you know, as readers, we are compelled to finish chapters to get to those nice blank pages in our books before we put in the bookmark. So once you get past that resolution, your reader is probably going to keep reading to the next chapter break, at least, and avoid putting that bookmark in mid-chapter. All right, next we are going to talk about climaxes in module 3.3. See you soon.